If you ever look at Luke chapter 23, that'll be good. You can sing after I preach, is that all right? If you're visiting with us, we welcome you in the name of the Lord. Afina and her husband are here from Wainuiomata, so if they can stand up, you can give them a hand. Hallelujah. Amen. Always pray and ask God to help me to share something that is from His heart with you. There's a lot of things to say, but that doesn't mean that they come from heaven. And like to hear what God wants to say to us and minister to us. And so Wednesday morning was praying and really felt God lay this in my heart to share this. Now this is not new. Some of you would have heard me share it before. But it's what I believe God wants us to hear this morning. Hallelujah. And the message is entitled, How to Live Through a Bad Day. Many of us live through those days that we wish never came. This is called Good Friday. But if you ask the King of Calvary if this day was a good day, he would tell you this is a bad day. And from there we want to share, how do you get through a bad day? How do you live through a bad day? Because sometimes your bad day may be one day, it may be a week, it may be a month. It may be a year, it may be a season in your life where you walk through a bad day, and sometimes we are ill-equipped to be able to handle the days when the days are not good. And everyone faces a bad day, but we like great days, don't we? We like it when things are nice, we don't want anything broken and everything's hunky-dory. But if everything is going to be nice every day, we will never know what it is to reach out and touch the hem of His garment. Hallelujah. If you have a great day every day, you'll end up with a desert. And many people want a sunshiny day every day, but today is a great day for us, but a really, really bad day for the one that hung on Calvary. The pathway is laid by God for all of us. Whether you know God or not, God has laid a pathway for your life. For some of us who know God, the pathway is discipleship. If you don't get into a small group, please do so, because it'll help us to be discipled by God through each other, to be able to mature our lives in God. For those that don't know God, the pathway is deliverance. So one pathway is discipleship. The other pathway is deliverance from hell and destruction, from darkness into light, to be transferred from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's Son. And if you don't know that this morning, you can know that today. What it is to have your sins forgiven and the burden of your burdens rolled away will be a great thing. Hallelujah. But today we're talking about, how do you live through a bad day? The day of the cross, a dying lamb. Hallelujah. Thy precious blood shall never lose its power till all the ransomed church of God shall be saved and sin no more. A day when the shepherd was smitten and the sheep was scattered because the shepherd was no longer there. He was smitten. And the day when the rock was smitten and the blood and water flowed out from Calvary's tree. Hallelujah. And we sing those beautiful hymns and those great songs. Hallelujah. The vilest offender who truly believes. A moment from Jesus, a pardon received. God is a holy God. There is no way that you and I are ever going to make it to heaven. Why? Because we are sinners and He is holy. God has to devise a plan for sinful man to be able to fellowship with a holy God. Now, God is holy in character. God does not have holiness. God is holy. But His nature is love. And out of holiness comes love. And out of love comes grace. And out of grace comes mercy. And out of mercy comes forgiveness. And forgiveness is the greatest act of holiness. Hello. Are you okay? You and I need to learn to forgive. And if you ever look at Luke chapter 23, as we shared before, and verse 34, and Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do." If Christ never forgave them, let me say this, Christ will still go back to heaven as God, but we would be lost forever. And the greatest act of holiness is for you and I to be able to release forgiveness to those that have hurt us. And part of walking through a bad day is learning to forgive. You will never get through your bad day if you don't learn to forgive. You forgive others and you forgive others' trespasses. You don't just forgive them, you forgive them their trespass. The act that they did that hurt you, you forgive them and you forgive the act. Some people say, "Well, I forgive you," but they never forgive the act. You forgive them their trespasses. And part of walking through a bad day is you learn, and sometimes you have to learn to forgive situation. You have to learn to forgive God. You say, but you blame God for the loss of something, for the loss of somebody. We blame God. Say, "Why did you do that?" And sometimes if you're going to get through your attitude of bad days, you're going to learn to forgive. Forgive people their trespasses and forgive God for the presumption of His trespass in your heart. And today is that day. And the King of Calvary teaches us that in the pain of the cross, the nails in His hand, nails in His feet, the thorns on His head, and the spear on His side, He said, "Father, forgive them. They don't even know what they're doing." Anastasia went to university. She went home at the university break, and a man, abducted her and took her for 3 days and debauched her, deflowered her. She was a virgin before she was kidnapped, raped her. The police were looking for the man and were looking for the two of them, and they found them after 3 days, and the police were just waiting to lock him up. Anastasia came upstairs, said to her dad, "Dad, that man has hurt me so much. If I had a gun and I had to choose, I would shoot him today. But I choose to marry that man." Her dad was very, very broken, devastated. Anastasia was going with a, at the time was a, going with a lovely young man who was studying to be a specialist in Otago University. They were very close, but she was abducted and raped. She chose to forgive. Today, Anastasia and her husband have 3 businesses. They have raised some kids. And if you see what's happening today in their lives and you don't know the story I'm telling you, you would have thought their marriage was made in heaven. How did she get through her bad day? She learned to forgive. Hallelujah. Learn to forgive. Forgive people, forgive their trespasses, and release them. from having a hole in your life. Are you okay? Is this all right? I can change the message. Hallelujah. The dying thief. He wasn't a thief. The dying thief rejoiced to see that fountain in that day. And there may I, though vile as he, wash all my sins away. Hallelujah. Verse 43, same chapter. Jesus said to him, "Surely I say to you today, you will be with me in paradise." The dying thief rejoiced to see that fountain in that day. And when you're going through your bad day, you forgive people. What you need to learn is help others who also are going through their bad days. He was crucified as a man crucified with him. He has resources, but the man has no resources. He doesn't even know how to pray. And yet he said, today, not tomorrow, not next week, not next year, today you and I in paradise will sit down like men and have a talk. Hallelujah. Learn to encourage others that are going through their bad day. Just because you have a bad day does not mean you're the only one going through a bad day. But when you're going through a bad day, learn to encourage those that are going through their difficult moments as well. Hallelujah. It'll be great when you're going through a bad day and somebody comes along and who knows what it is to go through those times, reaches out and encourages you and help you lift your burden. Hallelujah. Are you all right? And you have known that. And what a glorious thing to be able to go through a difficult time and you find a friend that will help you and minister to you and make things lighter and burdens easy to be lifted. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Hallelujah. Have a look at John 19 and verse 26. When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing by, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." Don't forget to take care of your family when you're going through a bad day. See, many times when we're going through a bad day, the first thing and the first people we lash out to are the ones closest to us. And yet they are the ones that are stand with us through hell and high water, through thick and thin. And yet they're the very ones that we lash out to. And even on his bad day, he didn't forget that his mother needed help. And he said to a disciple, he said, "This is your mother. Please take care of my mom. I'm going away, but take care of my mom. This man, treat him like your son. He will need your counsel." Don't forget your loved ones in your bad time. Don't forget your wife in your bad time. Don't forget your husband in your bad time. Parents, forgive your children. Children, forgive your parents. You might sometimes think they are the extension of the Antichrist, but they are not. You need to learn to forgive them. You need to learn to help them. But don't lash out at your loved ones when you're hurt. Everybody hurts. But don't lash out when you're hurting. Learn to take care of those that love you and those that you love. Even when you got nothing, when you can't pay the bills, don't scream at your wife. Help your loved ones because they live with you. They are a gift from heaven. Learn to say, "I'm sorry." learn to encourage and learn to help. Hallelujah. Have a look at Matthew 27. Verse 46. About the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani? That is, my God, why have you forsaken me? Know when you're going through difficult moments, there will always be questions that you ask. And sometimes you will ask that very question, why? Why me? Why at this time? Why not do this? I was serving God. Why? You're not the only one that asked why. Even God asked why. And sometimes you may ask those questions, get angry with God, get hurt with God, and leave God and go to the hell forever. Why? Because you have unanswered questions. We're so nosy, we want to know everything. You don't know everything, and you will never know everything, and some of your questions will never be answered. But if you're going to ask the hard questions, don't ask me. Don't ask your husband. Don't ask the pastor. Ask God. Ask God the hard questions. If you get an answer, bless his name. If you don't, then you may never have a question, an answer until you get to heaven when everything is known. And then when you get there, you want to ask your question, you'll shut up because you know that he was wiser, a million, a trillion sons, more than you ever thought. Why did my baby have to die? Why did I have to have a miscarriage? Why did my husband have to die at this time? Why did my wife have to die at this time? Why can't I pay the school fees for my kids? I'm so tired. Things are not working out. The books are not working. And sometimes you ask those questions, but don't ask people the hard questions. Why? Because they don't know the answer. Why do you raise kids to be righteous and they hit hell on roller skates? And say, why? Sometimes you don't know the answer. You want to kill them to keep them from hurting themselves? Hello? Say amen.
Amen.
Must have been difficult for him who knows everything not to know this thing when he said, why? Him who knows everything, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And yet he asked a question, why? Why did you forsake me? When did he ask that question? On his bad day. On today, if today was the day he was crucified, it's a great day for us. But he asked that question, why? How many have asked why? Hallelujah. A lot of people ask me, oh, can I ask you a question? When I was in Honolulu and the widow of the pastor I went to bury asked me and said, can you spend some time with the church? I said, fine. So we sat in the church. We didn't sit in a congregation like this. We sat around. They cleared all the chairs and we sat in a circle. And they asked one question after, why did our pastor die? We loved him so much. We fasted and prayed. We believed. We claimed the promises of God. He's doing a great work. He's not even 70. He's only 54. Why did he have to die? I answered as much as I could, but then I said, don't ask me the hard questions. But don't ever think that just because something is triumphant from our perspective, that it is triumphant in God. And don't ever think that something that is failure in our perspective is not victory in God. Hallelujah. John 19. Verse 28. After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scriptures might be fulfilled, said, I thirst. Jesus never used to address his Father as God. It's always my Father. My Father is in me, I'm in the Father. The work that I do, it's not my work, it's the Father's work. I came from the Father, I'm going back to the Father. But at a moment in the cross, he said, why? You will live with some of your whys until the day you see him, and then all your whys are going to be answered. But he said, I thirst. In your bad day, sometimes you have to let your need be known. While you ask God the hard questions, you need to allow people to know what you need. Some people are so spiritual. Oh, don't tell anybody. Well, bless your darling heart and stupid head. Make your needs be known. Some people get so angry at the church. Well, but nobody in the church knew their needs. Don't lash out at the church. Don't lash out at people because they did not know. People are not God. They can only see what they see. I have people leave the church and write to me and say, that's a da, 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 da. Well, I didn't know that. But they are gone now. Hallelujah. Are you all right? Let your need be known. Hallelujah. Verse 30, John 19. I'm just about finished. So when Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, it is finished. And bowing his head, he gave up his spirit. There is a purpose to a bad day. You may think there's not, but there will always, if you live and look through the eyes of faith, you will always find that there is a purpose even in our bad days. God gives us beauty for ashes. After your ashes, in a bad day when all you have is ashes, when everything you build turned to ashes, there's beauty for your ashes. There's joy for your mourning. There's praise for your heaviness. There is a purpose to a bad day, and there is an end to a bad day. There's a purpose to a bad day, and there's an end to a bad day. When it comes to the end of a bad day, learn to do what Jesus did. Hallelujah. Have a look at Luke 23, verse 46. When Jesus cried out with a loud voice, he said, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. There's a purpose to a bad day, and there's a close to a bad day. And when you close a bad day, you surrender your bad day to God. Into your hands I commit my spirit. You surrender it to God and leave it there. Today is Good Friday. But today, it's a bad day. In Calvary, the hill far away, stood an old rugged cross, emblem of suffering and shame. For it was on that old cross Jesus suffered and died to pardon and sanctify me. You think God is divorced from your bad day? God knows. God specializes in bad days. And Christ gave his life. Christ is still giving his life. Jesus will never go back to what it used to be before the cross. From that day until the day that he was born through the cross until forever and ever, Jesus Christ will be forever a man. God made flesh. There is one God. There is one mediator between God and man. The man, Christ Jesus. Some of you here today, it seems like your life is just made up of bad days. Some of you are going through a bad day right now. Some of you have missed it because you've lashed out. You've never learned to forgive. Why don't you release people by forgiving them? Otherwise, they'll mess up your life. Why don't you encourage somebody that is going through a bad day? Why don't you keep an eye on your family when you're going through a bad day? Why don't you ask God the hard questions because nobody else knows the answer? And then wait for God to give you an answer. Hallelujah. Make your needs known. Nobody can read your heart. Even though we're supposed to accept people and try and be God to them, but only God looks at the heart. And you need to make your need known. And when everything's finished, realize there's a purpose to a bad day. There's an end to a bad day. And surrender your bad day to God and leave it there. If you're here today and that's you, I want you to stand to your feet. You're going through difficult moments. You have been through difficult moments. You want to know the answers. You've got given the answers this morning. And I want you to stand because I want to pray for us. Hallelujah. Some of your whys, when you ask God why, when you ask people why, when Hallelujah. On this day, let this day be Good Friday to you. Let Christ's bad day be your greatest day. Hallelujah. You just lift your hand to the Lord. I'm just going to pray for us. Father, we stand, Lord God, to give you thanks. We stand to honor you today. We stand to thank you for the cross. I pray, dear God, for these dear ones as we stand together in your presence, that, Lord, that their lives will be touched. The hard questions, Lord God, will be settled. That even if there's no answer, they'll be satisfied to leave it with you. Father, I pray, Lord God, for the pain of a bad day, that, Lord, through forgiveness, Lord God, healing will come. An act of holiness will happen in their lives because they have learned to forgive. Father, bless them today, I pray. May their needs be met physically and spiritually, socially and financially. Father, do them good. Heal their hearts. Lord God, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. We give you honor and glory and praise. You're a good God to us, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can you stand with us? We'll sing that hymn. There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins. Let's sing to the glory of God. Let's give Him praise. Let's honor Him today, who was wounded on Calvary Street, that you and I might live. Hallelujah.